It's time for Q&A in the Kitchen. It's a podcast, a YouTube series where tattoo artists and a piercer talk about some of the more common topics and questions, etc. Those that collect tattoos and piercings and those that do them may have. Brought to you in part by Skin Kitchen Tattoo and the Axiom Body Piercing Studio. Today we're going to, this is like part two of us reacting to not so great tattoos.
Yeah. Maybe tattoos, SOS tattoos.
Yeah. Or what were they thinking?
Yeah.
But look, just to let you know who the panel is today. All the way over there to my right, your left, is Jimmy St. John, tattoo artist at Skin Kitchen Tattoo. Directly to my right on is Jack Lowe, tattoo artist and owner of the Skin Kitchen Tattoo. And then right over here is Brent Starr, tattoo artist at Skin Kitchen. And I'm Dave-O, piercer and owner of the Axiom Body Piercing Studio. All right, so if you haven't seen the other one, go back and watch that one because it was pretty entertaining. I had a good time.
Good stuff.
Kind of breaking things up a little bit. Yeah. If you guys enjoy this, definitely give us a like and definitely tell us.
If you want to see Mo.
If you want to see more of these. Mo. Or even submit stuff for us to look at. That might be entertaining too.
Yeah,
entertaining.
Or even like maybe even your artwork. If you are drawing something to get tattooed or you're a tattoo tour and you want to critique on maybe your drawing or the tattoo to maybe help it that's missing something like that. That'd be, you know, I think we'd be willing to give our notes on that. Absolutely. If you'd
we'd be
interested.
Be happy to give our creative input.
Yeah. 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 You use us as a well of knowledge or, you know, something to laugh at with your friends and go, look at this guy said,
because that's the underlying point of this, even though we're kind of making fun of things, but at the same time, it's like, we've always tried to have more of an educational edge to it, and that's our main priority.
Yeah, this is not to boast about anything at all. This is just to really, it's a good excuse for us to point out things that maybe wouldn't be noticed by the average Joe who's either getting a tattoo or doesn't know why their tattoo doesn't look as good as they wanted it to, something like that. But if you pay attention, we hide knowledge in there.
Yeah, it's also a good reference for those that, you know, you're entering the alien world of body art for the first time. Yeah. And it can be very intimidating.
Yes.
And, you know, this is kind of fun for us, too. Yeah. And it's a different kind of angle on our normal show. So if you like it, cool. If you don't, then you know what, just shut your mouth. Your mouth and shut up.
Just go to the next episode.
Right, anyways,
so let's start with our first picture here.
What we got
of a tattoo,
man. I can only assume that's a cover up.
Sorry, Mr. Jones, it's cancer.
Talk about...
It looks like a frog being held up. Stick him up.
Damn.
Get him up, dig him.
It's supposed to be a crab.
Oh, is that what that's supposed to be? I mean, that's not even having crabs.
It's
like, good.
Okay.
It
looks like a tick.
It kind of makes me want to vomit. And, you know, I'm not just saying that. Honestly, it gives me a little bit of an apple in my throat. You can tell that he used a very big round to try to pack that in. And why would you pack that in?
And why would you position it up there, or the way it's positioned?
Because it's just straight up his back, right?
I mean, it seems like the...
Totem, just, you know,
why would you try to take creative license and make a crab not look like a crab?
Yeah, I mean, the reference is sweet. It would have been a great upper back piece.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But he didn't decide to do that.
So we're going to make it a whole back piece, and we'll just stretch that down. Is maybe the thought process in that?
Yeah, I guess. Like, I don't know, tick or flea or...
Yeah. It's
parasitic,
a frog,
nightmare.
Like a frog kind of.
Yeah, it looks like it's frog kind of being stuck up.
Kind of looks like Frogger with pinchers. And,
yeah, because it's not wide enough.
It's not.
And the eyes are off center.
There's a lot of.
You're pointing out like details. The entire
thing is bad.
Is not quite
and
like
you're
the original.
Not covering it up.
Yeah.
You're not covering it up.
I don't understand how that could happen.
That
I don't either.
I would
it's
guess
on his back, and you didn't see him doing it.
I would but guess that, you wouldn't, that is a poor cover-up.
You wouldn't check, and you can't tell me that guy sat for the 50 yeah. hours it took that guy to to get that as black as it is, that he didn't take a look along the way.
All right. Yeah. He got looked at a mirror at some point.
How?
I mean, outline.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So
end of the shade, end of the first day.
If we go with the idea that maybe it's a cover-up, how bad would have the tattoo been?
And I can't really see really anything that right off that they're covering.
I see that there's some darker areas in the center that maybe there was something, but and it was probably maybe a light. That or, I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Smaller frog in it.
Like there's
like he's got little hands.
That was a cover-up of the original. Oh, boy.
He's giving a piggyback.
Is a frog mounting a crawdad? Are we seeing like
a crayfish
Struggle snuggling?
I would not trust my decisions if I was that guy.
That's rough, man. That's dark and it looks like it was painful too.
That's going to pay for a laser guy's Maserati that year.
Because it does have like right around the lower back. There's like these kind of squares that he tried to darken, or
maybe he had like a tramp stamp, as they call it, and decided anything's better than that.
I bet it was better than that.
Right.
Those poor legs. I don't think those could support anything.
Yeah,
they
look like little froggy. I don't get how.
I don't get the anatomy of that at all. It looks like a frog has crawled on top of a crayfish.
It looks
raping it.
It's done so poorly. It almost looks like fur, like texture. Yeah. Like you could touch it and it would be raised. Yeah. And it might be. Man, that look at those eyeballs. That is just the dumbest. And that had to take a while. I mean, he's not a huge person, but still,
good God.
Look at those that's a nice ass you got there on your tattoo there, buddy. Yeah, it does look like maybe there was some, there was lettering. A crooked ass lettering under there.
So I'm guessing it's an ex's name, maybe?
It looks.
He got one in county jail. He tried to get it covered up at his buddy's basement after county jail at the halfway house.
Yeah.
And,
I know how to tattoo.
Crooked.
I've got a tattoo gun.
Yeah. It's, fuck.
Bought
dude.
It on Amazon. I guess,
see if your buddy's bought a laser yet. Try that out on you.
Just cover it with a black tattooed on tank top.
That's one option.
That's an option.
Just tank top that shit.
And when you mess that up, make it a turtleneck.
Zing. Yeah, that sucks.
Because he could take the original design and put it above it right there in that spot.
Yeah, then you've got retard worshiping
why?
The good one.
I would say space, the final frontier. Open space.
Put a big like one of those speech bubbles from the comic books that just says "roar." Fill in that spot, yellow and red.
You can do like a cityscape, like he's a fucking attacking.
Yeah,
like, you know, creature from the poop lagoon.
Or put a bunch of like 1,000 more behind him, like standing just like that, like they're at a concert and they're cheering for you. You're like, wow, these guys love me. Look at that. Hey, everybody.
We have chosen our champion.
Put a guitar that he's holding up.
Oh, a guitar. That could be
or
cool.
Or saxophone.
Or crossing swords, you know.
His Ghostbuster laser.
Yeah, there you go.
We could go just.
A dumbbell.
And put like in the background, like
Muscle Beach.
Heavyweight, lifting championships, and
and do the old timey one with the balls on the side, not the slats.
Boxing ring in the background, like he's there in the boxing ring, he just won, like
just knocked
definitely
him out.
Skipped a leg day.
That's what I'm thinking. Well, boxer, you know, it's a lot of core and upper body.
When you got like that many. Back legs.
I mean, there's not enough days in the week for leg day.
That's like a lot of legs to do. And,
that's a rough one.
It seems to take, eight of them to hold him up.
You can make like that a cape coming off of it, so he's like, heavyweight fighting coming out.
Do crabs even have 10 legs and arms?
I
didn't count them.
Yeah, there's six on six, two on the bottom, and then two on the top. That's 10.
That's good math, though.
Yeah.
That's great math. I don't know, Dave. The rest of it was so hideous, I didn't count the legs. I just went right there. It's awful.
Or we do cigarette holder in one pincher, martini in the other pincher. I'm just spitballing. All right, can we
one
not look at this anymore?
Let's
move on to the next one.
You got a monocle in one of those eyes.
Just oh, absolutely. And put like a ballroom in the background, yeah. Nice chandelier.
Black tie affair.
This one.
Oh, now you got Jesus wanking your meat. That's why he looks like disgusted. He's like, I'm looking
he's
away.
He's got to hold that every time you
look
pee.
How ashamed he is.
He does look ashamed.
Oh, my.
Dad, what did you do
to this
guy? He
doesn't
want
to be here.
And... You know,
I'm here for eternity. Thanks.
Well, at least he's been eating spinach.
I just, good God.
So now you have Jesus like feeding you and helping you with your zipper.
Bathroom. It gets awkward in the bathroom.
I don't
Jesus
know, man.
Jesus wipes your butt.
Of course, if we're shortening and shading
in
the
arm. Well, I mean, it's supposed to be that he's also nailed to the cross, like his arm turns. Is that what
Jesus
we're trying to go
arm,
for?
Arm like turns his into hand. His hand. Okay. Yeah. And it can be done cool and look pretty neat.
It can be. This
that's
not
one.
No, this one wasn't done that way.
Failed.
Really lost it in the elbow.
Well, the good news is you could probably. Yeah, the anatomy is really bad.
Perspective, I think.
Have you ever seen Stretch Armstrong? It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like when all the stuff comes out?
Yeah.
When it's the syrup leaks.
The jelly.
Yeah, scissored him.
Yeah, did you ever? I had two of them. The first one I got left in the car.
Oh, no.
And froze. And I like went to, you try to warm them back up, it doesn't work.
I think curiosity.
They just snap.
Yeah. Curiosity got to me on one. I'm like, what is
it? Well,
they
have the toys, they only really had one use, and after you've done that 800 times, what do?
It was for upper body strength.
You pulled on it with your friends, you pulled on it by yourself, or you smacked somebody with
That's what I'm saying. After a while, it's just kind of like,
yeah. Yeah, then you got older, and you realized you had a penis, and you did that with that. I'm just kidding.
What, smacked your friends with it?
No.
It's not that.
Some. Depends on
it's not that kind of podcast, Jimmy.
Jimmy Dean.
Back from that. I mean, you could turn it into like Bob Marley or something, or you know.
No, either way.
But I don't think I want anybody handling my junk or wiping my butt.
The best thing you could do is to at least make it a chick, and then it's still going to be awkward because she's got man hands.
And that nose is something.
Yep, it's
in the hand. The hand's
the whole
awesome
thing,
too.
I mean, you know, the jelly.
So do you think that hand matches the person's actual hand?
That's the idea.
Do you think it's that goofy looking?
But that's this ridiculous thing about the picture. They didn't even show the person's hand to really finish off
how
the tattoo.
Ridiculous it was. Yeah.
Because the person's hand is part of the tattoo. And
that would have been
off.
The best part of the tattoo.
Yeah, that would have sold.
That would have realistic.
Yeah,
because
if he had like that little whopper.
Not,
if he had little hands like the Burger King commercial, that would have been hilarious.
Are his eyes so
like
shut?
A little baby hand or something?
Yeah.
Wouldn't yours be if you had to give a guy his hand jobs every day?
Come on, dude. Don't make me watch this. I hope he's a right-handed dude.
Yeah.
No, you know you go stranger hand. From time to time.
But yeah. I mean,
The Simpsons kind of hand on the arm on the one side, you know, like that really just doesn't kind of help this whole situation.
It doesn't
situation.
Match Popeye's.
The perspective is very, very linear. Like it just goes straight across where it needs to, you know, recede, you know. Man, that is...
If I had... To fill in the speech bubble for this one,
it's already there. It's
it would
red.
Be it would be, hey man, I ain't got it. Hey man, I ain't got your shit, man. I don't know.
It's out of my hands, man.
I don't know what's going on, man.
It's out of my hands.
Like you got the wrong guy.
The bullet hole looks pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's been a gangster Jesus or something.
That's a long way to go for a bullet hole.
Oh. Yeah, I think, well, that's supposed to be... Stigma. But there's no nail in that one.
And it's in his wrist.
Yeah.
The way I read the story, it was in his palms.
Well, there's a little bit of debate about that if you put it in the palm...
Yeah, you'd have to put it between your two bones to hold you up there because the hand...
It would tear.
That does make sense.
Which also most of the...
But it looks like he got down because there's no nail. It's just a hole.
I mean, if they drove it all the way through, it was wet assholes.
He probably could have just, like,
I think
pulled him out with his mind and stopped.
It's... Well, if you do in the palm, it'll just pull right through. Well, they also would put rope around the area and bind it to keep it from...
And we don't want there to be any, you know, misunderstanding. We are not agreeing with crucifixion at all.
No.
We think it's a terrible thing.
Awful.
It would hurt.
real bad. And
we'll just point out how this one was tattooed and portrayed incorrectly.
Sound funny.
Yeah.
No. And I mean, dealing with a dead body is no one likes it, but then to have to remove them from this cross, and it is not a fun thing. Don't do it. I know it seems like a good idea.
It's not.
Yeah. I've never met one person that had been crucified that was like, yeah,
liked
I
it.
Yeah. Five stars. This is just a piece of shit, people. I mean, the hair is like bacon. Like, he's got bacon head.
Yeah, you can't tell whether the cross starts and stops or the thorns start or stop. Or
completely zero understanding kind of
the perspective.
The face is going to fall out.
And like how badly it's done reminds me of like hippie art, like the Keep on Trucking dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, right, the big foot coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be... See, if we could see his hand and he was doing that. Oh, wouldn't that be just offensive as all shit? Like, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm good. Yeah, I'm hanging in there, man.
It's like Buddy Christ.
We've keep on trucking behind
him. Like, I'm in the zone. I'm in the zone, man.
I got this.
Yeah, I would...
We need to do one on somebody's leg with the keep on trucking dude where that's your foot.
I'd move. I think.
That's awesome.
I'd probably set up an appointment for him to fix it because I would be just... I couldn't say anything else, and then I'd move away.
So,
I don't know what to do. That is
laser. We got a card with some people that we know that do lasering. Let me put you in touch with these gentlemen.
There's not a lot there because really, the lower third or quarter of his arm, really, there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm. You could make it into.
How do you feel about Polynesian?
Fear and loathing.
You could do a really cool landscape with it, you know, mountains, streams, mountains, trees, rocks, birds, and
silhouettes.
You know, so you could cover it, but man, I couldn't make it look the way I would need it to look to feel okay with that.
No, I couldn't fix that.
You know,
you got the arm already.
No.
It's locked in there.
I couldn't convince myself to just make kind of the style that's in look better and feel like. I deserved
not
money
unless
for
it. Was like
it.
A landscape, and you couldn't even tell it was there.
Well, landscape, and you do three crosses in the back.
Well, I'm seeing it.
Sun.
I'm saying we steer away from the religion.
I'm saying bring a horizon line down through here with some trees. Boom, 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 boom.
Along the hairline.
And then this is, you know, like coming towards you, coming down the hill with some other little breaks. And then you've got water cutting through here. Boom. And then bring out a little land here with some trees and turn that arm kind of into the water coming into the foreground with some rocks and some bubbly bullshit coming off of the rocks. And then you've already got the sun, moon, star, whatever you want that to be up there. So you can make a day or a night.
Yeah, it'd be hard. The adjusting the clouds would be a little weird.
All right.
Yeah, but you could do it easily because
you can make that sun look actually round.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or make it into a midnight or, you know,
a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Clouds kind of drifting across it where it ain't circular.
And that would look cool and would cover it, but I don't think it would be Christ on the cross.
Tattoo your whole hand yellow and then make it a Simpsons character, Jesus. It's just the eyes aren't there.
I mean,
you know?
I mean the tattoo's going to be there forever. It might as well be as good as it can.
Exactly.
Yeah, I say go yellow.
All right, Simpson Jesus all
right,
all the way.
Let's move on to the next fabulous one.
Let's try the next one.
Yeah,
oh, speaking of lands, oh, Lord.
Look, somebody got a pickle.
a pickle with a little bit of mold growing off of it.
Is it like a Halloween tree full of bats? Or
a
rocket ship surrounded by... bats.
It looks like what their kindergarten kid cut out of construction paper and glued to another piece of construction paper.
I mean, I don't want to sound like an asshole, but as a tattoo artist.
Oh my God.
I think it is. It's a secret lair for a villain.
If you it's like dark vagina land ripping up. It's horrible, dude. This is the continent and these are the Black Rivers running away from it. No,
it's gotta be a cover up.
Oh yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, but like, I can put a tree.
Of all the things you can't tattoo, an effing tree.
Well, at least they just did
like
one
it's
tree.
A tree, dude. Yeah, that's the problem. They didn't even do that one well.
Yeah,
and
you didn't have to do multiples.
A single silhouetted tree does not a tattoo make.
No, it does not.
No.
You can kind of get away with it with like the other trees in the picture they were going from. More of a deciduous tree.
Yeah.
But like an evergreen silhouette with no other
especially
values.
When you pickle shape it.
Well, that's beside the point. I'm just saying they were doomed before they started.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of bad choices.
You can make that into a really cool zombie mouth, like when it's coming from the side.
Yeah.
Nasty teeth.
Aqua Teen
Stitches.
Hunger Force.
Stitches.
Didn't they have like a character that was kind of shaped like a Christmas tree?
Not that badly.
Yeah, you could turn him into that.
Yeah, maybe.
Man.
I like Shake and Fry over there with the meat wad.
I like the.
Does it look like a cover up?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. To me,
can you see anything?
Like
if it didn't, it is now.
Yeah, right. I don't see anything underneath.
Oh, it's going to be part of a cover-up.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Yeah.
I almost see like the, you know, the scream face, like the underneath there somewhere. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just.
I think those are holidays.
Yeah,
I think it's just. I think that's just where Dave's out. Saturation. Circle.
On the 12th day of Christmas.
So, the thing I always think is somebody looked at a fern tree and thought it looked like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's abstract, I guess.
I mean,
if you look at a picture, like on the left, and you in your mind think it looks like the one on the right, you might want to check yourself in somewhere.
Mr. Rorschach would be very disappointed.
Rorschach would be very interested to talk to you.
Reality check.
Yeah.
They got a couple tests for you over at the hospital.
Yeah,
cool room.
And by test we mean handcuff you to a fucking bed. Yeah,
that's electroshock therapy.
I think this goes back again to that the artist not really seeing what makes something.
I don't think that artist sees anything.
It is a cover up. Now that I look at it up close,
there you could have covered it up with a forest there. Without making a pickle.
Yeah, there's lettering under there.
I'm telling you,
you don't have to use a big old pickle for that.
Nobody wants to be pickled. Don't get pickled.
But see, and that's a misconception with cover-ups. It's like cover-up. We actually cover it up. You know, that's...
Well, that is one way to do it.
You're hiding it. You're hiding it.
I mean, by definition, it is covered.
Yeah.
But you could have had a piece more like the one to the left and covered it just fine. And not
better
done that.
Especially if it's lettering or a name or something like that.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Mostly lines, you know. Well,
this is...
But.
Not an artist's mind. No. This is not someone who's able to do it yet. I mean, I'm not saying that they can or won't or now.
No, they might get
but
to
at
it,
this time, they did not click the button they need to to make it not look
they
really bad.
They were not passing art class on that, at that time.
And so what do you do as an artist when that comes in the door?
You go in the back and snicker and giggle so you don't do it in front
of
somebody.
Leave. You go out the back door and leave.
It kind of reminds me. They have like cell towers in Seattle.
You want to have some big eagles come into it? So, yeah, for natural habitat.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. That's what it reminds me of.
For natural habitat, not to disturb them and stuff.
Yeah, so it blends in, supposedly. They're totally.
Yeah, if you don't know it's there, it's fine.
You probably could save that and do like, you know,
you'll
mountain scene with some water and.
Yeah,
you know, kind of work around and make a nice.
I think it's my
forest.
So
I think around behind it and stuff, and kind of save it. But
basically, you have to Dr. Seuss this.
Yeah, I would. You know, I would do landscape, but instead of having the horizon line down at the wrist where it originally was, you're going to have to bring up.
Yeah, it's going up, and
you're going to have to bring it way up so you have an excuse to soften up all those. Yeah. Tentacly diamond.
Yeah. Like you're close to a side of a mountain.
Maybe a river.
Or a cliff. And then, like, you know, you're looking on beyond it.
And they are just shooting straight out, not giving up.
Either that or turning it into a sea cucumber, maybe?
Yeah, actually.
There you go.
Actually, you turn that all into like a.
Dave's going underwater with it.
Big black sea cucumber.
Yeah, he's going to continue to make it worse. See, this is what this is what you would get from somebody who doesn't tattoo.
You know what I think I would turn it into looking like necrotic tissue.
Yeah.
I would make it look like it's a hole opening up in his arm and turn this into like it's rotten flesh is creep and bring it all the way up the arm and you even use the birds as, you know, create gashes and holes out of them and just have a ball with making it look just gross.
You could make a very realistic, gnarly, permanent makeup kind of deal.
Yeah. It just looks like his arm is the skin is just. Rotting away.
Yeah.
And if you weren't interested in that, then you can go somewhere else, fucker.
To the guy with the lasers.
It's going
to
be hard to get an artist to be excited to cover that, I think. I mean, maybe not as hard as I think. There's a lot of us out there, but a lot of artists are going to mess that up more.
Yeah. If you were open, I'd like to cover it up. But if you're not open to like.
Yeah. If, you know, doing something like that, if you could be into it, I'd be down. But try to use a portrait to cover it. I'm not your guy.
No. Yeah. And you're not covering it with a name.
And
could I just put a cross over that?
No. Well, as crazy as it sounds, there are artists out there that would and more than likely could cover that with a color portrait. I don't, you know, whether longevity, all that stuff, but there's seemingly like impossible
$3,000
things
an hour, you
that can be pulled off from time to time. Now, finding an artist, finding that person, and it, I don't know, but I wouldn't be your guy, but I could make it look
neat. And I'm guessing if you have this tattoo, you aren't going to take the time to find that.
No.
Yeah, you probably paid very little, I would hope.
That's what I was going to say. The person who got the tattoo obviously didn't want to pay somebody who's our caliber on the
hook of tattoo artists. Look at this guy.
To, you know, to what you get on the other side there. It's,
yeah, there's a lot of mistakes made by a lot of people on that one. Yeah, but
mostly the customer.
All right, maybe next. Oh, here's a it's a turkey sandwich.
What is happening? Did he get burned?
No.
He's
a victim of burning?
He did get burned, just not like you think.
And this is a really common one that most people, I guess, outside the industry, it's always been a common joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, yeah, that character, what does it mean? It means strength. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that one.
You know, and the reality is they'd go down to the Chinese restaurant or, you know, whatever restaurant that was that cooked Asian food and go, hey, can you just draw me up some characters?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
and sometimes they boost them right off the menu.
At least it's been read and easy to cook.
I have a story that's exactly that. I have a character on top of my right wrist. I had a little spot there to fill, and I was working in Chicago, and we had this Chinese character book, and I was flipping through it and looking for a character. It just seemed like a good spot to plop something like that. So flipping through, just looking really just for the shape of the character and the looks of the character, not really caring what it meant. And I ended up on to butcher or kill, like to process meat.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, good enough. So I, one day, downtown, which used to be, or which is now Fong's Pizza, but it was a Chinese restaurant.
A very good one, in my opinion.
Right. And I was in there getting some food, and it was always very, I don't know, authentic people there. Like,
they were like the third or fourth generation that owned that restaurant.
Yeah.
The oldest restaurant that was running in Des Moines continuing.
So, yeah, it was pretty legit seeming place. So, anyway, the waitress go, oh, she looks at my wrist, and I'm just going to be this so racist, like Asian accent. It's going to be great. But anyway, she go, oh, that means to kill. And I go, oh, I go, yeah, to butcher, to kill. Whatever. She go, oh, she's looking at me. She know she's got me figured out now, right? And but I'm thinking, yeah, that book was right. That's pretty sweet. So but she go, what do you do for a living? I go, what do you think I do? She go, oh, drug dealer? And I was on a date, so that was funny. And but yeah, that was for a good laugh.
That's
but
great.
It did give me confirmation that it was in the realm of what I assumed it was.
That worked out good.
So
it's
not as cool
as turkey sandwich, though.
No, it's not turkey sandwich.
Not turkey sandwich.
It would have been, you know, if I was thinking, it would have been, though.
Yeah.
It would have been something, you know. But like I said, the book I was looking at is pretty neat because it's set up in like how they look. Now that probably goes with the root of the word or something, but it kind of had this root character, and then it would build on that character.
Yep.
So it was a neat way to find the look of the character you wanted, because you could go down and build onto it or make it less, and it would mean all these different things. But
it looked aesthetically.
I was just looking for the shape and just the look of it that appealed to me, and. But yeah, it could have really been anything. It should have been something just random, like stove or you know, shoes. Maybe
I always thought it would be fun to get the whatever kanji or whatever character for illiterate.
Yeah,
because I can't read it. You know, and honestly, it doesn't even have to be illiterate. I could be like, it says illiterate. I can't read it.
Yeah, but I don't know. You have to tell me, what does it say? Yeah. And then if they know, they'd be like, I get it.
And it's always that kind of thing that you risk whenever you take something from another culture and put it on your body.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is going to be misrepresented.
Yeah, you're borrowing it.
Yeah. So it's like you really got
to think. Well, if you don't speak it, you got to trust whatever source you go to. And if that source is a book or a person or the guy that's clearly not of an Asian descent at all, or is giving you an idea that he even knows where Asia is.
Right.
If you get that person to do it, verify.
And I've seen it in reverse. Like, I've seen
punk
rock t-shirts from Japan that have, like, minor threat and then have, like, a giant swastika.
Yeah,
The two don't match.
They don't
have anything to do with each other. It's just punk.
Yeah, they just see the image
the image and they use it. And, like, over there, the swastika is different than it is. It's a whole...
But, yes, it's an innocent mistake, but it makes the person look pretty foolish. But, that sucks. But at least you got it in red. Yeah. I mean,
easy to cover up.
I mean, that you could cover that with anything.
When I went to Japan, man, they wrote my name on everything. Every time they got a marker, I had to catch them because they would, like, write my name and, you know.
That was cool.
That's your name. I'm like, cool, quit writing it on everything. Stop it.
All right, enough about kanjis. On to the pussies.
Let's see. What?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nailed it.
Is that a big bad Rottweiler sneaking up behind somebody, or
you know how
what's happening?
You know how when you make a copy on a copier, and then you make another copy of that copy, and then a copy of that copy of the copy.
Yeah,
gets a little watered down after.
Yeah, that's what's going on here, and it can happen pretty easily when you're reproducing something, because. Depending on what process you're using to transfer that image onto the skin, you can only get so much detail. So you have to abridge and grab what you think you're going to need along the way,
right?
And what's going to be legible along the way. So it's easy just to go, well, I know that these lines I made are right.
Mm-hmm.
So, as long as I just kind of stick to that, I'll be okay. Well, a lot of times when you're doing your outline, you're not thinking exactly like that. You're thinking, oh, well, I'll obviously know that this line is on this side of that shadow or this.
Right.
And if you're not experienced, you're extra stressed out, no sleep, whatever it may be, it's easy just to, okay, follow the lines. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of what happened here. It's, yeah, that's nice. I can see where you were going, because if you look at the overall shape of the lioness in the front, yeah, that's the overall shape of the head, but there's values in there that you need to take that shape and create those other shapes out of it, but you just left it as an egg and didn't put in the cheekbones, sink the eyes in, you didn't form a muzzle, you just you shaded it like it was an egg, and it looks silly. Like
it's just, wow.
Yeah, it is silly.
Mm. Nice cover up. Addition with the big black spot off to the side.
Yeah. Yeah, you guess you could bring it up on your cell phone.
Yeah, too. I was just going to try to do that.
Go into the folder and check
it
out.
Holy crap.
It's something else. I know. I saw it earlier.
I'd like to see it healed.
Because it's so dark right now because it's fresh.
There's a lot of trauma. Look at the fucking head on that lioness. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
The top of the head is just...
I am only going to...
Huh?
Yeah. That's partial, you know.
Whoa.
The artist took a bigger bite than he could swallow. And that area is certainly not an area to do a piece like that for someone who doesn't have some hours.
This is like the Bloodhound Gang did a tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely got that position.
Yeah. And it could be repaired to an extent, I think. But like, that's why I want to see it healed. I bet it softened up a lot.
Yeah, it probably did. You could turn that into a cool-ass baboon tattoo.
Yeah.
Turn that lower lion into a snout and put some gnarly ass teeth coming up and maybe a warthog.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I could see that.
Something,
actually.
You know, because it's going to fade a good little bit, especially in that female lion.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see how dark that lion got.
It's unfortunate that the star. Oh, okay. I guess that's a mountain in the background.
Oh, is there
a mountain? Is there a mountain?
Yeah, there's
in there?
A mountain peak to the left.
No, that's his ear,
there was
dude.
A star.
Is that an ear? Because it was a star.
No, because see, look
it
at
was
the lion.
A star. It's a cover up. They covered up a name and a star.
The lion
up there.
Ends up. In the
it looks like. It,
oh yeah, it is a mountain.
A mountain.
On the original picture, that would have been about where his ear is.
Yeah. That's what was I John Candy's character?
Unless
name
that's
in,
a mountain in the picture.
No, when he was a Mog.
Oh, he's a
it
barf.
Was barf.
A Mog, yeah.
I'm my own best friend.
He's his own best friend. Half man, half dog.
Yeah, yeah. That no, that would be a
star. I'm getting a definite Mog feeling.
Yeah, he just got completely.
It's barf.
Whatever. He got completely lost and overwhelmed, and I mean, yeah. Especially you can tell on the
where did the yellow
the lion in the
go?
Background how the white on the brow goes all the way across the brow and down to the side of the eye, and then in the tattoo, it's just.
It can
black.
It can be a little overwhelming sometimes doing a cover up, and yeah, I can feel where he was kind of trying to focus on. All right, we're gonna cover this up, make it look good, and somewhere
there's no cover
it just
up.
Started.
Well,
to,
not in the face.
Knock
no,
his
the star over by where the mane's at.
Confidence level
yeah,
down.
To the left.
Pretty,
right.
Pretty
he had
bad.
Some lettering or something on his ribs, yeah. And they covered it with the mane. Yeah, so, that could excuse the punk rock hairdo, but not. The face of the lion. Yeah.
Or the egghead.
And the big egghead.
Well, I'm wondering if he did the same thing on the other side because the phone's blocking, so you can't see.
Blocking what?
See where the
phone Oh, yeah,
because
coming
that,
off the other
what
side.
What he covered.
Oh, yeah, there is a line there.
It looks, yeah, it's
on
a
the
mountain
outline.
Range,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then what is that thing? Like a cherry or something? Or is that a semicolon?
Oh, sticking out?
Yeah.
No, it's the beginning of a letter.
Oh, my God.
In a mirror. So it's like an R or something at the end of a name with a star above
Trash
it.
Trash polka.
And it's got a couple little flourishes underneath. Yeah, it's real. It's real bad.
We got a Jim Dandy coming up.
Oh,
next,
boy.
Though. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You guys already saw
did we?
Yeah, well, here it comes again. Do you know, like, have you ever taken a picture and run it through a stencil machine and just got, like, you know.
Yep. Just let it
just
blob.
Let it just blob. That's
Am
exactly,
I pretty?
That's exactly,
Am I pretty?
That's exactly what they tattooed. They ran it through a cheap-ass stencil machine, a photo of her, and they just stenciled it and tattooed the exact stencil. And
don't I look beautiful? Just,
and this is a prime example of what happens when you get lost in.
Oh, yeah.
When you start getting tunnel vision as an artist and not paying attention to the overall, because the mouth, the mouth is the dead giveaway because the lip in the original is dark. Yeah. You've got the teeth that are light and then you've got inside her mouth, which is
dark,
not in the tattoo. It's not.
Nope. Yeah.
So then they're stuck and then they're looking back going, okay, below that dark is light. So, there's the dark, there's light, so that inside her mouth now becomes the teeth in your head, so you fill the area, which in your mind at the time is inside the mouth, but now you just give her a glow-in-the-dark tongue with no bottom lip or bottom teeth, and now you're fucked, because you
well,
can't...
I mean, you can see on the tattoo where he actually... tattooed in the shade lines for the side of her face.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like he drew a stencil. He tattooed the stencil exactly how the stencil came.
Like
out.
I said.
I think this is the perfect platform for a Buffalo Bill Silence of the Lambs tattoo.
Yeah.
Through the robe.
Where,
I mean, he's already got
he's
the
wearing
flowers.
Some
give me back my
lady's
dog,
face.
Bet.
Yeah. And he's like, I look so pretty.
Oh, my God.
Would you?
I think I would.
I would.
I'd put the lotion back in the basket and try to ride that fucker out. I got a fighting chance when I get to the top of the rope.
That looks pretty small, too.
I
you
hope
know?
So, for their sake.
Man.
So, yeah, depending.
Yeah.
But mixed in, you've already got some roses there. Easy peasy. Just expand your... Well, it just expand your bouquet a bit. Cover it with flowers, you know? And
yeah.
And what is this? I don't know. That's maybe you just got the giggles. Anyway, but
every time I
maybe
look.
A big dung beetle in there.
So it's like, hello.
I'm beautiful.
How you doing, St. Byron?
She needs a hand up behind her, like.
No, she needs a thought balloon or a
yeah, thought bubble.
Quotation, thought bubble thing.
I'm yeah, fucking pretty.
Just says, hey.
Bitches hate.
Oh, yeah, that is really, really too bad. Yeah. But
Sandler, how long you been out on leave?
You need that womp, womp, womp.
Yeah.
The eyes fuck with me. Yeah, it's the eyes.
It kind of looks like Don Knotts.
And drag?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Andy!
That Mr. Roper would have never went for that.
out of his comfort zone for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And was like, well, it's really small. We can do it like, you know, just, you know, like black and white, just kind of like silhouette. Like, oh, that'd be cool.
Like those 80s paintings?
No, it won't. I'm going to fuck that up too.
Like the 80s paintings where it was just like the eyes and the lips. And,
yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah, like the Nagel kind of designs. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, boy. Sorry, bro.
Missed it.
Yeah.
It's swing and a miss.
That's...
Is it, you know,
is but it cake?
You could make it.
No, it's not.
No. It's somewhat. Oh, God. If it wasn't for that mouth. But
are you saying it doesn't have a pretty mouth?
It don't have a pretty mouth.
She got some pretty eyes, though.
And her eyes.
You're
are
not
just,
going behind the shed to pray. You don't got a pretty mouth.
Oh, and, you know, that's where they boned it, and that's where the cross eye comes from, is... Her left eye, her eye on the right, he reversed the positive negative, so he filled in where the highlight was and left the eyeball open. And again, now you're fucked, because you can't fix that.
I think he had some problem with that stencil, because, just seeing that line of where the shade should be and, like, kind of just...
Yeah, okay, one of these is right and one of these is wrong.
Well, we're just going for illustrative ink style.
We're just going to ride it out and see where it stops.
Way too micro-focused. They were being way too micro-focused on all the little kind of things. And so they're like, well, I'll simplify it. And they didn't.
But this is the way it is on a stencil.
Yeah.
It'll turn out the way I want if I just follow the stencil.
They're trying to work within their comfort zone instead of giving the client what they wanted. Yeah, and that would have been directing them to an artist who could have really done a good job.
Yeah.
How did the jawline continue up all the way up to her forehead?
Well, that's because when he's looking at it on his photocopy, not off of the screen, that's where that block of shitty shading kind of stops.
And this is when everybody, when people ask me, like, do you tattoo? And I say no. And they're like, oh, it's just tracing. It's like, no, it is not just tracing.
Sure.
Yeah.
What about all that other stuff that makes it look alive? Oh, it's just tracing.
And typically the things that people think are simple are some of the hardest things.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
every time.
Like a circle.
Yeah. So
one little single pass circle and one straight little line on this part of my arm that's never straight.
That dynamic of a face looking up, that is a hard thing to nail in
the chin
in any kind of art scenario.
In the nose.
But especially tattooing.
Yeah, and because the reference doesn't have a full.
Well, it's not an angle that the human mind that you see a lot that fills in. So when there's a shadow that's just off under here, it can make the chin look huge or disappear or stick. It's real. There's some subtle little shadows you got to nail. And if you don't, changes the shape of the face completely. So, yeah, it is tricky.
Kind of like John Candy on Nothing But Trouble. When he has to play the sister.
Yeah. What was it? Dan Aykroyd with Big Trouble.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just...
Yep.
Right.
And yeah, that's... morphs.
What I love is that she became a brunette.
Well, there's that.
She I didn't, more yeah.
Like, one of the most iconic blondes on the planet.
Again... Yeah. He flipped the negative and fucked it up, just like in the mouth.
Yeah.
But he didn't flip the negative on the lips.
Yeah.
So if he would have left the lips open, blacked the teeth, left the mouth open like it was.
That would have made more sense.
Yeah.
But then it would have worked, and it would have been, kind of would have worked with that negative thing.
Right.
And maybe not looked cross-eyed, but...
But, you know.
But he did the same thing on both eyes. He filled in where the highlight should have been, and... left the dark area open and flipped her eyes, and now she's a retard.
You went from Maryland
I say turn her into a...
It kind of looks like...
Yeah, turn her into a...
I mean...
Zombie.
She could be a zombie Little Debbie or...
Or Buffalo Bill.
Or Dorothy or I Love Lucy or...
Ed Ginn.
Maybe a...
Leatherface.
Kind of a Betty Boop kind of a thing, maybe.
She could be a Cowardly Lion.
I don't... You know,
oh, I can see that too.
It's okay to say no.
She could be a juggalo.
Yeah.
Oh.
They could do a juggalo or
do some Faygo bottles squirting everywhere. Yeah. Yeah. Or, yeah, put an arm out, holding the Faygo bottle, dumping it on herself.
Oh, yeah, I like that idea. That's
a little concert.
She does
kind of
have I'm refreshed look on her face.
Mm-hmm. Fresca.
Now, and one thing we should probably bring up is I'm guessing how small this was made it more difficult
than it would have been. It seems to be small. And
I mean, if he had done it any larger, it would have just been a bigger mistake.
Right.
This guy, yeah.
Yeah. And I think.
Or this gal or
whoever.
I would assume that this artist used that fact to hide their skill level.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it's small, so we got to do it like this.
Right.
No, you, nope.
Nope.
No, you didn't.
No, no.
Nope. And if it was too small for the detail, you should have told the client that, hey, we need it bigger or I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know.
And ethics comes into play and bills and
all kinds of stuff.
So, yeah. And, you know, choosing the right guy or girl at the right time and, you know.
So how big
where's the blame lie? Who cares? It's you know, it can be fixed and made to look a lot better.
How big
do you like the Wizard of Oz?
And I don't know. It
like,
makes
it
me
be like micro, like this big.
No, I mean, it could be
I think it's tennis ball or smaller.
It could be like that because it's on the, you know, looks like an arm.
It looks like rib cage skin to me.
Oh, then it is larger.
Look close at that, Jimmy. Doesn't that look like rib cage skin?
Oh, no.
It's not arm or pot. I don't even think it's a leg. Might be a calf going, you know, and that little shadow at the very top left might be the back of a knee.
So it's not small.
Oh, God damn it.
Not small enough.
It's got that curve right at the bottom, too. Like if you look at the bottom left.
We are examining.
Yeah. So. This almost looks like an armpit, this being their back, this being their chest and stomach, and that, but I don't know. Hopefully it's very small.
Yeah.
Could be a calf.
Possibly.
Either way, it's too
could
big.
Be a calf. Either, yeah, so, it's wrong but, in any size.
But but that would make it easier to make look better, in my opinion.
Right.
You've got more room to embellish. And
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah you've got smaller. A lot of room around that.
Yeah, if it's this big, I mean, shit, one little thing and
gone.
It changes. So,
there you go.
Yeah, that's a rough
one. That was fantastic.
Ouch.
All right, so I think we've done enough. I'm just thinking, like, it's going to be hard to do this if you're listening to audio. What I'll try to do is I'll try to post on the... I'll put a note at the beginning or something. I'm going to post it on our website so that you can go to the Body Piercing and
flip through with
channel
us
and go through each one through 12.
Maybe mention that at the beginning.
Yeah, maybe I'll go back and record that part. Anyway, other than that, thank you for watching. Here's hoping all your tattoos and piercings heal with ease and without a single issue. And if you're in the Des Moines, Iowa area, we'd all love to see for your tattooing and body piercing needs in the future. Have a good day, guys. Hope you enjoyed this.
Be good.
Bye, guys.